One step at a time, one punch at a time, one round at a time. It's a quote from the Rocky movie, and it's an apt one for the big debate tonight, which will take place in the hometown of the fictional boxer. It's Trump v. Harris in Philadelphia on ABC News for 90 Minutes, the first debate between the two contenders for the presidency of the United States in November. We can talk now to Eric Hamm, political analyst with CTV News in Washington. Eric, thanks for staying up to talk to us. So how high is the anticipation for this debate?
I think it's really high, and I think it's so high because so much is weighing on what happens in this debate. We know that right now the polls are neck and neck between both of these candidates, and I think if there's going to be any distance between them, it will come as a result of what we see in this debate that takes place tonight.
Can you give us a sense of what the rules are, how tight they are?
Sure. The rules are, of course, no engagement with staff, even during breaks, no documents or any type of information will be allowed on the stage. And of course, we know the microphones will be muted as well. There's no live audience. So basically the same rules that took place during the first debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden this summer, those are the same rules that will be in place for this debate as well.
So will they be able to question each other?
Their microphones will be muted, but that does not stop them from actually asking questions during the time that they are allowed to speak. The question, of course, will be, will, in fact, there be actual engagement between these two individuals? We know that the Kamala Harris campaign certainly fought to try to actually allow the microphones to be unmuted. But of course, the Donald Trump campaign were very steadfast that they did not want those microphones to be unmuted while the other person was speaking.
Who are the moderators, Eric?
Well, the debate is actually going to be moderated by ABC News. Of course, we know the Trump campaign, or Donald Trump specifically, has voiced his displeasure. He believes that this somehow gives Kamala Harris an advantage, and he's wanted to have a debate with Fox News. Of course, we know Fox News is a network that Donald Trump believes has been very deferential to him. But it's unclear if even after this debate, there will be a second debate between these two candidates.
Will this debate be all about Kamala Harris?
I believe that it will be. We do know that the latest polling data from the New York Times Siena poll shows that there's still about nearly 30% of Americans who either don't know much about Kamala Harris or know anything about what her plans are if, in fact, she does become president of the United States. In addition to that, what we are seeing is perhaps Kamala Harris's strategy of doing these big rallies has perhaps hit a wall. And so now, for the first time, we actually get to see Kamala Harris actually take questions, pointed questions about her plans, about her vision, but also to stand next to the former president in the United States of the United States, and have to also withstand, of course, his personal and professional lobs and insults that we know will be directed at her.
And we know that Trump has such a commanding presence on the stage in a TV studio. It will be interesting to see how Kamala Harris commands the stage.
That's a really good point. We know Kamala Harris has not been on a debate stage in over 4 years. We know Donald Trump not only has been on the debate stage with Joe Biden already this year, but we know that he's done several town halls as well as a number of press conferences and back and forth with members of the media. And so, again, I think this will be an opportunity for people to actually be able to determine for themselves if, in fact, they believe Kamala Harris can actually pass that commander-in-chief test.
Presumably, Eric, she will be questioned forensically on her changing positions on various issues over the last number of years. Will she need a better response than "my values haven't changed," the response she gave in last month's interview?
I don't know if that's going to actually move the needle. I think what Kamala Harris is going to have to do is be able to tell the American people more about her story, but more importantly, how that story and how her time as the Attorney General of California, as a sitting U.S. Senator, as the Vice President of the United States, how that has informed her positions and what does that mean for what she will do as President of the United States. We know that many people see Kamala Harris as a change candidate, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they want many of the same policies that have been implemented during the Biden administration. And so Kamala Harris has to be able to thread that needle while she's on the debate stage.
Yeah, I mean, that's the challenge all along, isn't it? Whether or not she distances herself from the Biden administration, even though she's at the heart of it.
That's absolutely right. And also, too, Kamala Harris was not seen as a consequential figure during the administration. In fact, her approval rating all throughout her tenure as vice president has been very, very low. In fact, it's only changed since she became the de facto head of the Democratic Party and its nominee. Now she's really has to be able to answer those questions, because I think there's still a lot of questions about whether or not people believe Kamala Harris can do the job. Many people, frankly, see her as someone who ran a failed presidential bid back in 2020. And they're not sure if she's actually someone they can actually put their trust in. Tonight, she's got to be able to answer that question.
In relation to Donald Trump, we have read that his people want him to stick to policy rather than engage in personal attacks. What do you think he'll do tonight?
I think Donald Trump will certainly take that bait. I think it's too difficult for him to ignore. One, he sees Kamala Harris as a threat. And two, we know how Donald Trump feels when he's especially threatened by women. And so I think that is one of the reasons why the Harris campaign wanted to have those microphones unmuted. Of course, we don't know if Kamala Harris will be able to use that to her advantage. We know Hillary Clinton debated Donald Trump three times. Many people believe that she won, but it still did not actually help her overcome that biggest hurdle to be the first woman president of the United States.
Will his focus be mainly on immigration and her record on dealing with that as the vice president?
I think he will go after the issue of immigration and he will focus on the economy. We know in the latest New York Times CNN poll, immigration is the one issue where many voters believe that Donald Trump has the advantage. So I think it will be to his benefit if he can actually stay focused on that. We know Kamala Harris certainly is going to make the issue of reproductive rights, I think, one of the front and center issues that she wants to focus on, as it's a majority and priority issue for many voters, particularly women. Of course, the question will be, will she be able to focus on that? And how far will she be willing to go to actually stay on this issue of immigration?
Well, all will be revealed in the small hours of the morning, Irish time. Eric, thank you very much indeed. Eric Hamm, political analyst with CTV News in Washington. Morning Ireland will, of course, have full coverage and analysis of the debate on the programme tomorrow morning from 7. If you want to stay up and watch it at 2 a.m., you can watch it live on the RTE News channel, and you can watch it back again at 9 a.m.